Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Never Quit Singing Praises, Already in Progress.
God said in His Word that you and me, male or female, young or old, it makes no difference, we are to obey the laws of the land. Is that what He said?
Yes.
So if the speed limit says 60, guess what you're supposed to drive?
60.
60 or under. If you don't, you'll be like this young man that was a truck driver. He came here to this church when we were in Dallas. He listened to me for several Sundays, and he's come to me one Sunday afternoon, and he says, I've never heard the Word of God proclaimed like you do it, but He said, everything you say is written in that book just like you quote it. But He said, I don't understand. Since I'm learning these promises, I'm trying to learn to stand on these promises, but God is not answering my prayer. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a truck driver. I said, do you speed? Speed? He said, Thurman, you can't make a living in or driving a truck without speeding. I said, did God say in His Word that you're to obey the laws of the land in Romans 13? He said, yes, He did. I said, okay. You want God to answer your prayer? You're going to have to do it His way. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you're driving 5, 10 mile an hour, 15 mile an hour over the speed limit, you're breaking the laws of the land. You may not be getting stopped by a cop, but God's with you. He knows every time you mess up. So I said, that's why He's not answering your prayer, because you're sinning. He said, you mean to tell me you think God won't answer my prayer because I sin? I said, He clearly says in several places, I will not hear the prayer of a sinner. Is that what He said?
Exactly.
He said, are you telling me that if I repent of my sin and drive the speed limit, God will answer my prayer? I said, guarantee it. Guarantee it. So about two or three Sundays later, he was back in town, and he come to see me, and he said, Pastor, from the day I left you here and I repented, I have not broken this law. I have driven the speed limit. He said, I have asked God for four or five things in the last two or three weeks, and he said, He's answered every one of my requests. Now, isn't that amazing? Do you think God really means for us to do what He says?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and so when people say, you know, bad things happen to good people. No, that's not true. That's not true at all. Bad things happen to people that don't obey God's rules. Because it clearly says, that the curse causes cannot come to rest. Is that what that says? So what does that mean? If you don't sin, the curse cannot come upon you. Is that what it says? God will watch over you. He will protect you. Just like this woman. If this pastor hadn't have listened to my teachings over the last 6 years and known how to do this, he would have lost this woman. And everybody would have said, isn't that a shame? As they come up and look down in Miss So-and-so's casket. Such a nice woman. I remember when she used to sing in the choir, she had such a beautiful voice. Or one of the younger people come and say, yes, she was one of the best Sunday school teachers I ever had. What a woman. But here she died. I don't know how old she was. I'm just going to say 50. I don't know. But anyway, she had not lived out her full life, by no means. But you know, have you ever seen people look down in a casket and say, boy, he was a really good so-and-so, or she was a really good so-and-so? But she died at 50. They don't even think to ask why they died at 50. It's just, well, it was just their time to go. No. God said in His Word that our years are to be 70 or 80 or 90. At least He says 70 or 80. We should all live to be at least 70 or 80. And of course, Dave tells me we should live way beyond that. And he's probably right. But I can't find any righteous people. You know, Dave, you notice Dave's trying to teach you you're righteous. So when you get a hold of that, if you really get a hold of the fact of what Dave taught you when he was up here, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. If that really becomes a revelation to you, you won't go out and sleep around. You won't go out and speed. When you become convinced that you are a son or a daughter of God and that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you will start acting righteous. because you'll see who you are. You'll stop being that sinner. You won't be looking at pornography. You won't be sleeping around with women or boys or women or men that you ain't married to. Daughters and sons of the King don't do that. Only people that are controlled by the flesh do those kind of things. But if you're driven by the flesh, you're going to do those kind of things. That's why you've got to teach them the principles of the kingdom. Wow. What do you think about that testimony, huh? Just think, a great woman of God. No sin in her life that she knows of. No unforgiveness, no bitterness, no nothing. In every case, every woman I've dealt with in the last 20 to 30 years that had breast cancer had an unforgiveness toward a woman. But in this case, this might have been the woman has a sin against her own body. So the breast cancer came up on her. But the chemo put her in remission. And then after that, she thinks she's home free. In just a few weeks, that thing came back with a vengeance. You're going to die in just a few weeks. There's nothing we can do. Who would ever dream, let's find the sin and let's confess that sin and then let's pray for healing and expect God to do what he says. But see, when you've seen that happen as many times as I have, you know what makes things work. Isn't that something? How many of you want to live to be an old, healthy person? Ooh, me too. I want to live to be an old, healthy person. So guess what that means you got to do? Yeah. In fact, I'm going to show you something under the old covenant. Everything we've talked about so far has been under the new covenant. In other words, if you're a branch and you don't bear fruit, he's going to cut you off. Is that what he said, Tony? I mean, that's clear, isn't it? So what do we have to do to not get cut off? Bear fruit. That's right. Do some kind. So, you know, every one of us today, every one of us, when we go out of here today, we should have some kind of a desire in your heart to produce some kind of fruit for the rest of your life for the kingdom of God. You know that? I don't know about you, but I want to bear fruit. I want to be known as a man that means what he says and says what he means. A man that has a man of integrity. So I want to be a man of God, a true man of God. You want to live to be an old, healthy person. And you want to see God do great and wonderful things in your life. I want to show you something under the old covenant now. This is what inspired me. Well, the one thing we did use under the old covenant was Proverbs 26:2. The curse causes cannot come to rest. So if you come down with something sick or things start happening in your house, your world starts falling apart. When things start falling apart, guess where the problem is? Right here. You don't have to look very far. The problem's right here in your house. When people say, you know, the devil's really been after me this week, when they come to me, I say, well, just stop sinning. We'll cast him out. And that's no problem. I mean, that's no problem. The scripture clearly says under the new covenant, 1 John 5:18. In fact, let's go there first before we go anywhere. 1 John 5:18. We'll stay under the new covenant. I want you to look at this. 1 John 5:18. My true children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and therefore the evil one cannot touch you. Is that what that said? So guess what? If the devil's on your case, according to that scripture, who's sinning? You are. What do you need to do to get the devil off your back? Stop sinning. If you stop sinning, that's just like children. I see children all the time that have all kinds of issues, and they don't understand why they're sick, why they're having problems. But when dad tells them to do something, and of course, I've seen this so many times in young people under 20 start having seizures, and that ain't no fun. Those seizures, I've had many of them right here in my church. But it's a demon. And in every case, it's a demon. But when daddy tells you to do something, especially boys, usually have this problem with young boys. They go and ask daddy, can I do something? Can I go to a rock concert? No, son, you can't go to no rock concert. But dad, no. Okay, I won't go. So So some boys come by and pick him up that night. And where are y'all going? We're going to go down here and have a Coke. We'll be back after a while, Dad. But they go to the rock concert. And then a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, they come down with a seizure, an epileptic seizure. Just a coincidence. No. You sinned against your daddy. The other day, I saw on Daystar, it was on the Sid Ross show, there was a boy, looked like he's about 12, 14 years old. His mother, he had two sisters at home, both of them bigger than him, but his mother needed to go down to the store, and she told the boy, especially, not the girls, she said, son, whatever you do while I'm gone, don't go outside the house. Stay in the house. Okay, now, does that seem like really difficult to understand? Stay in the house? I mean, you can't really mess that up, right? Well, he stayed in the house for a little while, and then he got bored. And you know how 12, 14-year-old boys are, right? You know, especially if you've been one. So he goes outside, and he sees a bucket, a sealed-up bucket, plastic gallon jug. So he's kicking it, running off, kicking it. Now, what he doesn't know is what's in that jug. So he's kicking it and having a good time. Just kicking it, run along, kicking it. That sound like a kid?
Yeah.
That's what they do. So in a little while, he runs over there and grabs that jug and picks it up and cracks the lid. When he does, it has muriatic acid in it. And it says, boom, blinds him, burns his face off. I mean, just, I saw him. They had him on the show. Did you see that, Kim, Scott?
I did.
Oh, y'all saw that too, huh? He was awful. The girls went and called mother. They found out that he started screaming. They went outside, and there he lay in that jug and acid everywhere, all over his face. He's burned. Eyes can't see nothing. I mean, that muriatic acid just took the lens off his eyes just that quick. Now he's screaming. Why did this happen to this good kid? He disobeyed his mother. So when mother got home, the girls called mother at the store and told her something happened. Something blew up in his face, and he's got some kind of acid all over him. So she comes running home. Mother comes on the show. She said something I have never seen another mother say ever. She said, son, do you know why this happened to you? He said, no. She said, it happened to you because you disobeyed me. This is why it happened. I thought, man, I have never heard that before, except in this church.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Never Quit Singing Praises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!